Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Happy Saturday to you all, under the June gloom. Ladies, a new perspective, not a new perspective, a more precise perspective on how you can determine where you are in the health pendulum. Every year, you get your physical exam. Every year, hopefully, you go to your OBG, and you have the pap smear, and you have them check you for fibroids, for cystic ovaries, for endometriosis, for so on and so forth. And while I think this is a very important thing for you to do, premenopausal, postmenopausal, young women concerned about being pregnant, concerned about having healthy children, there's an indice, there's a signal your body gives you every single month that we tend to overlook, because as always, it's right in front of our nose. And that signal is your monthly cycle. And ladies, if you're not having one, this still includes you. How you bleed every 28, 29, 30, 31, 32 days, or how you don't bleed, how much you bleed, how thick that blood is, what is your fertility experience every single month? And again, if you're not having your period, if you're postmenopausal, please keep in mind, you're still having your cycle. You're just not bleeding. So young, old, new, doesn't matter. Listen up to this show today. Because by the end of the show, what I want to leave you with is a deeper respect for your monthly cycle. Your hormonal cycles can tell you so much about where you're going with your health long before you get there. When you see uterine cancer, when you see cervical cancer, when you see breast cancer, when you see any cancer, any disease that anybody's going to attach to hormonal imbalance, the signs of this hormonal imbalance are all over the place long before you ever see the disease or the symptom. So in a better world, Medici's better world, high school girls would learn about their monthly cycle. Now, we've swung so far away from that I've told you stories before. I'll reiterate one. I was in a store one day talking to the owner of the store, who I had known for years, a very nice Korean woman whose daughter was in bad shape because she'd gotten married and couldn't get pregnant. And she'd been here and there and everywhere and trying to get a grip on the fact that, you know, she wanted that firstborn healthy and quick and continually couldn't get pregnant at 20. And I spoke to this woman for a while, and then finally she revealed to me that her daughter had endometriosis. And I looked at her, and I didn't see what I was supposed to see in her mother's face, which is, yeah, that's what's causing it, or that's significant, or that might have a reason why she can't get pregnant. And much to my shock, what I found out is the woman knew her daughter had endometriosis, as her daughter knew she had endometriosis, but because so many of her friends had endometriosis, it didn't seem like that could possibly relate to the pregnancy issue. This is not a stupid woman. This was a smart, entrepreneurial, small business owner who had done very well in her chosen field. Now, how far we've come, young ladies, middle-aged women, older women, unnecessary hysterectomies, signs all over the place that uterine or cervical cancer is on the way. when all you have to do is demand perfection from your monthly period. Now, what's perfection? We're going to start here. We're going to start with the perfect cycle. The perfect cycle does not hurt. That means you don't get cramps. You don't get irritability. You don't get back pain. You don't get mood swings. You don't get anything except the pleasure of releasing that blood. And how much blood? Well, not buckets. Not enough to make you tired. Not enough to make you anemic. 3 days. 2 days. That's right. Not 4 or 5 days. Again, your common sense meter. Ladies, remember as you approached menopause, how you started dumping buckets of blood? A sure sign that that life's change was leaving you sort of a little weaker than you were in your 30s and 40s. In Chinese medicine, as a woman dumps larger amounts of blood, that signals an imbalance. It signals a growing weakness. And there's all sorts of words in Chinese medicine to describe that, but it's no different in any holistic medicine from any continent, from any age. Of course, in our day and age, it's just considered, well, that's what happens. No, it shouldn't happen, although it does. And just because it does with everybody, that doesn't mean it's normal or healthy. And this is the thing. You reference your health to your girlfriend, to your neighbor, to your sister, to your mom, so on and so forth. And of course, this is the great trap. So first, you bleed 3 days, even 2 days. You don't bleed 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days. You don't get tired. You don't get clotty. Clotty. When the blood clots, it's a signal. And after you bleed, you're back to new. And after you bleed, you begin to fill your uterus with estrogen, or rather have estrogen thicken the uterus lining, because now you're getting prepared, theoretically, right, for your second implantation. So that female cycle is a balance of hormone, a very complicated balance of hormone, a balance of hormone that I think even at this point we barely understand. Now, I'm going to talk about hormonal balance today, only so in the end you can have a deeper insight into doing what, even if you understand nothing about hormonal balance, you have to do, which is measure your health on the basis of your cycle. And understand, women who bleed 2 to 3 days, who don't have clots, who don't get anemic, who don't have any signs of PMS, tend to be much, much healthier. Now, I didn't say you don't bleed. I didn't say you don't have any blood. And I didn't say that because that's not healthy either. We can look at excess and deficiency as two sides of the same sort of health problem. If you're clotting, if you're bleeding 5, 6 days, if you're getting anemic, if you have pain, if you have mood swings, we can talk about that as excess. If you're not getting your period, that's deficiency. If you're bleeding 1 day, that's deficiency. So it's about balance. So let's start there. Let's start with that 3-day cycle. And if you're not bleeding at all, let's bring you to 2 to 3 days. And if you're bleeding 5 and 6 days, let's bring you to 2 to 3 days. I guarantee you, if you get nothing else from this show today, do that. And you'll thank me for the rest of your life. Now, what's the big to-do about hormonal balance? Let's look into this a little bit. I'm going to try not to get it too technical, but even in the end, it doesn't, in a sense, matter. But I think that understanding creates compliance. That's the premise for this show. That if I take the time to get into this stuff, even beyond what you, in a sense, wanted to hear, you know, people are very oriented about, okay, fine, but what do I do? But you see, this is kind of a misnomer. What you do, meaning what your level of compliance is underpinned by your level of understanding. your level of compliance must have understanding behind it. This is why doctors tend to feel these issues in their own lives with more compliance. Why? Because they have more understanding. So don't be one of those people who simply wants to know what to do. Just give me the list of what to do. I don't really understand anything, and I don't really want to understand anything. I just want to know what to do. That stuff doesn't work. Because people that say that are not celebrating the process of health. The health journey is how you heal. The patient doctor, the I'm the consumer and I buy the supplement mentality, as far as regulating the indices of health, it's a sham. It works poorly. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Get to my website, straighttalk.cc. Look at the pictures and learn. Got a great article today. If you scroll to the top of the picture chart there, the Townsend article on estrogen. I'm going to try to get into some of this today. You're going to see estrogen. Is estrogen the good guy? Is estrogen the bad guy? How we've changed our mind about estrogen over the last 30 years. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And leaving the public in the middle of nowhere on it. And all we have to do is use our common sense. Okay, let's talk about the female cycle. Go to picture number 2 on the website. So you're on the website, you're on show, what is it, show 209, 210, what is it, 211, show, that's 211 hours. Get on the website, picture number 2. Now there's a graph of the woman's cycle. Notice that, ladies, whether you're postmenopausal, premenopausal, whether you're not even having your period, meaning you're 8 years old, your body's still doing this. Luteinizing hormone, follicular stimulating hormone, estrogen and progesterone. Estrogen has estradiol, estrone, and estriol. Estradiol is the one that we tend to look at because that's the very active hormone. When you measure it through the saliva. Do not measure it at your OBG and get it with the measurement that's got the protein attached to it. In other words, look it up yourself. Estrogen testing through the saliva. ZRT Labs, David Zava. He's a biochemist. He's up there in Oregon. He was one of the main proponents of measuring your estrogen through the saliva. Or your testosterone, or your DHEA, or your pregnenolone, or all these hormones. Complicated symphony, complicated dance between God's chemicals, which modern man, of course, is certain that he's capable of tampering with in a positive way for your health. Got to be careful with that. You'll see with this estrogen story. So, you're going to bleed in a phase, 1 to 28, 1 to 30, 1 to 31. What's your cycle? They're up at the top, day 1, day 2. Look at how the hormones rise and fall. So let's follow estrogen. Estrogen's that light blue one. Again, you're on the website. You're looking at picture number 2. Let's look at that light blue chart for the estrogen. So you see day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6. Now, just at about day 10, you can see your estrogen starting to rise. Why? Well, at that point, your body's going into the let's thicken the uterine lining and get it ready for Mr. Sperm that's going to impregnate Mrs. Egg. In some way, you see that heart there, appropriately stated, that heart around day 14. Right around there, you've got peak levels of estrogen, peak levels of luteinizing hormone, and this is about when you're ready to be impregnated in a 12-hour window. Remember, the sperm can live in that cervix for 5 days. So men, ladies, if you want to get pregnant, well, I should say if you don't want to get pregnant, if you're not there yet on the game, remember, if you've been penetrated day 9, day 10, just because that sperm's in you day 10 doesn't mean it's not alive and active and viable day 14. Lots of people get pregnant when they didn't plan to get pregnant because they don't understand. That sperm can stay alive a full 5 days.